Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone, I hope everyone is doing well today. I do want to apologize in advance if there's any background noise today. For some reason, I cannot get my headphones to work. So I'm going with what I have. And I guess along those lines, I might as well start off by saying I'm not feeling this today. I was supposed to have an episode up on Thursday. Obviously, I didn't post on Thursday, and I'm not feeling it today either. But I am disciplined, so I'm going to get one up today regardless of what's going on, and hopefully you make the choice to stay disciplined to the things that you have set goals for as well. I do want to share two things today that kind of help when I'm feeling this way, when I'm kind of just feeling less than motivated, don't want to do the things to get me closer to the goals that I've set. And the first thing is that if your internal voice doesn't talk nice to you, you need to find some support. And so what I mean by that is, like, this morning I've just had this thought running through my mind that things that I don't do matter, or things that I do don't matter anyways, and successes that I've had are only temporary, they're gonna fade away, and I really wanted to just sit and watch Hallmark movies this morning, if I'm being really honest. Today's just one of those days. And so if you just talk like that to yourself, that, see, here you go again, you're just going to be a failure, this is how you always do things, that doesn't help anything. And it certainly doesn't help with motivation and sticking to being disciplined on the things that you want to accomplish. So if that is your internal voice and you find that that's how you're talking to yourself, I would encourage you to either find people that you can reach out to, you know, friends that you can reach out to and just say, hey, I'm having a bad day, like, you know, kind of hash it out with them, have a talk it out session, or maybe you jump on YouTube and find some motivational videos that kind of help kickstart, you know, pull you out of that funk or out of that slump, or just people that will speak truth over you and kind of snap you out of it, that the thoughts that you're having are lies. You can choose to turn it around and to think things differently, or, you know, maybe they can just help you talk through it to where you realize what's going on, or, you know, if you are indeed just kind of tired today and just having a bad day, like, maybe they just help you take that and turn those thoughts back around and decide that maybe you just need a down day. Maybe you just need a nap. Maybe you didn't get enough sleep. Whatever it is, I would just encourage you to find those different ways that when you're in a funk and you find yourself talking negatively, that you have these things that you can go to help you turn it around and to pull it back out of there. Because if you just sit there, it just gets worse. And then everything that happens is like a self-fulfilling prophecy, because then you're just telling yourself, see, like, I told you such and such. And you just kind of make your day worse. And so if you can have those outlets to go to just let you get it out and to vent, those are extremely helpful. And the second thing is to stop complaining about things that you can't control. So there's going to be things that happen over our lives, in our day to day that we can't control. And so to sit and complain about those things and get into a negative headspace about those things is fruitless. It's not going to get us anywhere that we want to be. If we can't change it, we need to decide how we're going to go about working around it, or maybe it just doesn't affect us at all. You know, if we can't change it, maybe we just focus on the things that we can change and that we can control, and then we take steps towards those. So I know these are two little things, but they can make such a difference in the way that your day-to-day goes. And so, like I said, it's short and sweet today because I'm just not feeling it. So I hope these tips help you. And there are definitely a couple things that have helped me and, you know, help get me back on the right track. So they were just, one, if your internal voice is not nice, just to find some support and find somebody to help you change that internal voice and how you talk to yourself. And then the second thing is just to stop complaining about things that you can't change. And I know sometimes that's hard, but that's a choice that we can make, and we can make the choice to not focus on that. So I will talk to you guys again soon. I hope your day is great, and thanks for listening. Bye, guys. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.